Are we doing what I think we're doing here?
Connor, hit the song.
It's a fun time for the disabled.
The telltale sign that it's a ham creation when it's got a crazy little beeping sound.
It's going through all the Monty opens today. I love it.
Thank you, Connor. Big little stretch for you here, wouldn't you say?
What do you mean?
The Paralympic Games Paris 2024 are underway.
I was waiting when we were going to bring this up. I'm glad that we did it at the end of the show.
Yeah, the sweet spot is we're not highlighting the disabled on our show, our valuable time. We got White Sox Rangers to talk about. There's no way.
Right.
Right now, the medal count, the United States, and this runs from August 28th through September 8th. So not as they don't give y'all the full.
It's fine. We're used to it.
Gojira did not play the opening ceremony for the Paralympic Games either.
They didn't have
either.
A fully disabled metal band they performing just, like with their toes on a six-string bass.
They just had the Rizzler go boom.
I'd be into that. They didn't have the Here Comes the Boom song. They wanted someone mentally disabled, right, DJ?
Whoa.
Checking in right now in fourth.
No way.
In overall medal count, the United States.
No way.
6 golds, 10 silvers, 5 bronze. What are we doing here?
Who has better disabled people than us?
A lot of countries, apparently.
3?
Brazil has 24. Great Britain has 37. What are they doing over there?
I would put our disabled people up against all of the British ones.
And then the world leader in disabled athletes, China, apparently, is more than doubling China. Us up. We've got 21. They've got 55.
That's pretty incredible, because I think over there, at birth, if you have a problem, they just throw you in a river or something. So
off a cliff.
That's pretty impressive that they're able to pull that off.
So I saw an article related to this, and I thought it was funny. It made me think of you. So there is a whole process of classifying athletes that can participate as Paralympic athletes.
It's pretty broad, isn't it?
It's extremely broad to the point to where they have had to undergo some changes because so many athletes were trying to skirt the rules.
Like missing the end of their pinky finger?
Or just kind of staring off into space during their during the interview process.
Pulling up Johnny Knoxville from the ringer.
Carmen from South Park. I'm going to clean up at all of these. I just got to get myself in.
Jeffy Dahmer.
There are accounts, according to this article, to fool the IPC athlete classification code. Accounts of athletes exhausting themselves before classification so that they seem weaker than they really are. They might stiffen their muscles with cold showers, take a plunge into snow, or wrap their arms and legs with overly tight bandages. Athletes also might pretend to be less coordinated and weaker, fake slower reaction times, or feign having poorer vision.
So they're faking their way into the Paralympics?
And people are so scared of calling them out. You're not that handicapped. I don't believe you. Oh, actually, he's super handicapped. Actually,
like really handicapped.
And you're a huge jerk for questioning this guy.
He was like, yeah, it'd be like if Polio Paul was over there. He's that handicapped.
I don't believe this guy. And they try to pull him out. No, he needs that. He actually needs that iron lung. Says perhaps the most infamous case of intentional misrepresentation involved the Spanish basketball team that won the gold in the intellectual impairment class at the 2000 Paralympic Games in Sydney. Shortly after the conclusion of the games, a team member revealed that 10 of the 12 athletes on the team were not actually impaired.
The ace of the dose?
Shut up.
That's mucho, man.
You're the fakest Mexican I've ever encountered in my life.
And
I've met myself.
You look in the mirror every day.
You blow past me.
Órale.
The Spanish Federation of Sports People. Childish. Extremely childish.
The Deportes?
The SFS, the Spanish Federation of Sports People with Intellectual Disabilities, ID, had deliberately signed unimpaired athletes to, quote, win medals and gain more sponsorship.
So those were 10 Jeffy Dahmers playing basketball.
It was just like the Gasol brothers, and just they put mustaches on and didn't think anyone was going to recognize them.
I don't know, man. Like, drool on yourself or something.
God, this guy went 50-50 in the gold medal game.
You know, Spain's got 10 Wilt Chamberlains on their team.
You can't miss.
Meanwhile, our 2-3 defense, half of them are in the stands trying to buy a churro.
It goes on. It's impossible to tell how often intentional misrepresentation happens, partly because it can be difficult to prove. In advance of the 2016 Paralympic Games, the IPC investigated allegations against more than 80 athletes from 24 countries across six sports. In each instance, IPC officials were unable to find evidence of cheating that went beyond reasonable doubt. So part of this is there are so many categories. Like I mentioned, even just being sight impaired is part of the games. You know, they have a classification for that. So, so it's not just all Blade Runners where it's very obvious if, okay, that guy definitely doesn't have, he's not just bending the leg back and we can hold him up and we can see that he actually has all his limbs. Some of these I could imagine that, yeah, maybe it is a little bit harder to prove, which makes me wonder, could we get Ham into the Paralympic Games in the next cycle? Like, could we just send videos of his behavior in the control room sometimes, say, yeah, man.
He's going, me, 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 me.
He's using laser voice when he's...
Probably.
I think we've got sufficient evidence to probably get him in to some type of event.
What event could we get him in?
Do they have drumming in the Olympics?
I don't think so. But it'd be funny if we put him in and he still didn't medal.
Speedwalking.
Look, he was obsessed with speedwalking. While the hardline was going on during the Olympics, he was locked in watching speedwalking. There's got to be something he can do.
I'm trying to find the two Paralympic videos I had saved.
Whoa.
One was of a little person doing weightlifting.
Monty loves those.
And they had to like strap him onto the table, which was not...
Strap him on?
Like, I don't know. Like, they had to like tie him down.
Like he's a mental patient going through an episode?
To keep him from flying. I don't know. But they had to do that. And then they show him with the bar. And he brings it down 1 inch. And then puts it back up, and they all get up, and he's slapping his chest, and I'm like...
doesn't count!
I barely even saw that bar move.
Yeah, not
impressed
at all.
But I don't know, different rules. The other thing that made me laugh was I was watching a table tennis match, and there should definitely be classifications or different tiers, because on one side of the table was a fella who was missing just the lower part of his right leg. The guy that was serving on the other side of the table had no arms and was twisting the ball between his toes, and he would toss it up in the air with his toes and played with the racket in his mouth.
Okay, infinitely more impressive.
Way harder.
They should not be in the same classification.
That's what I'm saying. There should be tiers.
I would be embarrassed if I was the guy with missing like an inch on his leg playing that guy.
And yeah, the guy's like flipping the ball from the floor to his mouth, and he's clearly not as good as the other guy, but they have to compete for the same medal. I thought that was garbage.
Okay, I'm seeing coming up at 12:10. You have the Women's Doubles Badminton Championship, or gold medal game, for the Paralympics.
Can we bet on it?
Oh, good question.
Let's look that up. Look that up while we get to this thing.
I bet there's no way because they're so rampant with fraud, but it's China against Japan.
Okay.
Go figure.
That China. Is the reason in the movie The Ringer that Johnny Knoxville joined was so that Brian Cox could bet on it. Because there was like a Usain Bolt of the Special Olympics. His name was Jimmy Washington. Johnny Knoxville had to beat him. All right. Interstitial.
I'm not seeing.
These are separated, by the way.
I'm not seeing Paralympic betting on my website.
These two stories we're talking about now are separated. So EA sent me some audio of some of his earliest radio work.
Mm.
Where were you at, EA?
KETR in Commerce, Texas. I was doing their big Friday night scoreboard program.
So, if you're aware of EA now, whatever you may think of him,
the Night Owl.
He is who he is. But this EA to me sounds a little different. He sounds a little, well, the voice just in general is different. But your confidence, I feel, is a little higher. I don't know what's going on, but I'll play you about 25 seconds maybe. I want to stop it when you hear him get to his crutch phrase, but
we've EA, all got him.
Let's see what old EA sounds like.
Welcome, everybody. It's the big Friday night scoreboard program live here on 88.9 KETR and streaming live on KETR.org. I'm your host, EA, with, of course, my partner in crime, Eric Meza. How are you doing, Eric?
Happy Friday, EA.
Thank you.
By the way, did Eric do a hit of helium?
Thank
right
you,
before
EA.
You brought him on?
Happy Friday, EA.
No.
Meza, how are you doing, Eric?
Happy Friday, EA.
Thank you. It is a very happy Friday. And, of course, big shout-out to DJ VK, who's back this week, making us sound amazing. We missed you, DJ VK.
Oh, guys, and I missed you. Thank you so much.
Of course. And, of course, our whole team is getting ready, of course.
Did you notice that?
A lot of course.
Thank you so much.
Of course. And, of course, our whole team is getting ready, of course.
Which then spawned Norse.
Of course.
Which has made him a ticket legend.
Of course.
Missed you. Thank you so much.
Of course. And, of course, our whole team is getting ready, of course.
Oh, why so much of course?
I don't know. It was my first day, I think, my first night there. And
that was your first night? You sound pretty good.
I think it's, I don't know, one of the nights.
Sorry. That was your first night?
I don't think it was my first night, because if you play it a little longer, I'm trying to introduce, by the way, they gave me a co-host who didn't understand football. As my co-host for a high school football.
That's tough for a football
show.
Yeah,
that's tricky to work around.
And so I had to explain district play to him, and it was kind of awkward, so it was a long, I don't know.
Well, that's why you kept saying, of course, because you were setting up things that he should know.
But of course.
So you're like, well, of course, you know, they have four downs.
I just want to know, where's that energy now?
Where's that guy? What happened to
that
him?
That youthful spirit that I hear.
Did you sweat him out?
You sound like a young Mark Folliwell there, and then now sometimes you get a little mushy.
Did you drip him onto Calvin Watkins?
Yeah, it was Clarence.
You know, when I started working with you at that station down the hall, you sucked it out of me, DJ.
Oh, well, good for you. Well, we need to get you back there, because you sound like you're ready to take on whatever's in front of you.
Wait, was that EA blaming someone else for his content? I've never heard him do that before.
Passing the buck?
We got more here?
No.
Oh,
I just
it.
Wanted to get okay. Well, because he sent me that. I forget why you originally sent it. Maybe
So the original reason was because we were playing Ham's old things.
Right.
I was like, hey, I was pretty bad, too. But I'm surprised you think it's good. Trust me, it'll be much better tomorrow, 1-3. Catch me in Creighton.
How about that? Got a little promotion in there. Well, I'll have to play for y'all. Sometime last night, Ham and I were exchanging a bunch of messages of yelling Creighton. At one point, I think you killed him. God. But,
I hear in my head. 24 hours.
I heard that. I listened to the full 5 minutes, and I didn't think it was bad, especially if you're having us compare it to what Ham was. It definitely wasn't in the same realm as Ham. You just sounded like a normal, you know, small town broadcaster.
Ham, who was doing time checks one play into the game. 14:58 in the first quarter, he's doing time checks.
Yeah, Ham, when he was doing it, was your buddy who had no idea what sport he was watching and didn't know how to talk. You just sounded like a normal radio guy who I wouldn't have thought anything of if I was listening to it. That's a good thing.
Thank you.
All right, you don't have to put him down immediately, Connor.
No, I like that he did. You can't get too high or too low in this business. You got to be hammered back down the second someone praises you.
Yeah, brought back.
Well, I like the EA now because the EA now is an excellent broadcaster.
Just asking, baby.
Yep.
Well, yeah, you're right. You will be on tomorrow from 1 until 3, so we'll have a little abbreviated Why Today Doesn't Suck bridging our two shows. Because once again, we will be on from 3 until 6. All right, let's get out of here. We'll be on tomorrow 3 to 6. We'll be back next Sunday from 9 until noon, hopefully with ham. We'll see you then. And I need some black in me.